90.9 FM WONY Oneyada with Devin from Youth Forever.
The Department of Veterans Affairs is so innovative, it not only improves the lives of veterans, it transforms the lives of healthcare professionals who serve them with access to the latest technologies and remarkable benefits. Transform your future at vacareers.va.gov.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Surgery Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. On February 20th, Gamers Guild hosts a make-your-own board or card game event at 6 p.m. in Fitzell, room 106. On Saturday, February 21st, see the planetarium show Culture in the Cosmos from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium, room 018A. Tickets available online. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello, everyone. Whoa. Hello, everyone. Hi, my name is On. I'm your DJ On Air, and you're back with another episode of Chit Chat. Chit Chat is every Saturday, 11 to 12. And what do I do on the show? Well, you guessed it. I chit chat. Not unfortunately, but there is a slight change of plans. Today's chit chat is actually being replaced by a training session. If you guys don't know, I am trained to train people who don't know how to use the studio. So that's, you know, one of my responsibilities. And I am here to train someone. But the thing is, the person who I'm going to train isn't here yet. So I'm going to spend that time chit chatting to you. And I just realized I did not close the door. But it's okay because no one's in the studio yet. What's up, guys? I actually don't even know. I think maybe the training was actually a blessing because I don't know what to chit-chat about today. Obviously, I could come up with something because that's usually what I do. And I think that's what chit-chat is all about, is just doing random chit-chat stuff. But, you know, usually having a little plan is nice. But I thought, you know, since we're training, this would be a fun throwback. I have some CDs from last semester, which we could play. I don't know if you guys follow the WONY socials. I would tell you the name of Instagram, but I forgot. I'm sure if you just look up WONY, you'll find it. But last semester, they did like a WONY rap, like the most popular albums and songs played on the station. And right at the bottom of most popular albums was the album 4 by Huey Lewis and the News. And I want to apologize to everyone because that was 100% my fault. I was playing Huey Lewis and the News like every show last semester, and that was 100% on me. So I want to apologize for that. Secondly, hold on, I got to get my phone that I just threw on the ground. Hold on. secondly, last show, if anyone remembers, I said that... So my show is on Saturday. And last Saturday was Saturday the 14th, which was Valentine's Day. And I didn't realize that Valentine's Day was Saturday the 14th because I was telling everyone that Saturday actually already happened the day before Friday the 13th. So I want to apologize to everyone. I am just a little bit stupid. I kind of felt something was wrong, but I didn't double check because I was like, oh, Valentine's Day falls on Friday the 13th this year? That's really weird. So I don't really know what happened. I think I was just excited about Friday the 13th, and I thought, oh, Friday the 13th, that must be Valentine's. So, you know, I want to say sorry about that. But other than that, you know, yeah. So give me a second. I have to go close the door. I have to play the song. I have to make sure that the people I'm training can get into the building. That might be a thing. Hopefully they're not like waiting outside or anything. But anyways, I will be right back in a second, and we'll be back with either chit chat if nobody shows up, or with, well, we could do chit chat and the CDs. I actually found an Aphex Twin CD that I'd really like to play. But anyways, I'll see you guys in a second, and just hang on. Everyone just hang on.
Did you hear? Oh, was it all for nothing? Crystallized my tears. You have the strangest power over me.
Alright, that was Crystallize My Tears by Danny L. Harrell, Feet, Okulu, and Minik. I'm sorry, guys. A little congestion. So we're back in the freaking show, guys. We're back on Chit Chat. And doing a little throwback, because I got some of the CDs I played from last semester. I played these to hell and back. So I promise this will just be a one-off. I'll find some. I mean, there's a huge... like, huge collection of CDs in the studio. And the only reason I don't play them is because I don't get here early enough to dig through them. I did through them for, like, 5 minutes. And I found some good stuff. I found a Devo, devotion album. I don't know what it's called, but it was just a ton of songs by popular artists. I guess devoted to Devo. You know, they did do 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 wing wow, crack that whip. That was a good one. And I saw Aquabats on there, so we might listen to that at some point. But anyways, I'll dig through the CDs at some point. Just not right now. And I also have to I don't even know what this album is. This is Aphex Twin Syro. And I just want everyone to know, on the track, or on the, like, description that Wony, the music department will put, like, on the notes on the CDs and be like, oh, this one is clean. Play these songs. At the end of the description, it says, good luck charting these track names. So I have to find the track names before I play the song. Anyways, it's been a while since I played a CD. I don't know if anyone remembers this. Last semester for my finale, I played my estranged aunt from Long Island's wedding CD. And it was a New Orleans themes wedding, even though they live in Long Island their entire life. But anyways, I had played that for the finale, and it got stuck in the CD player. And then I had to leave for winter break, and, you know, no one got it out. But I actually did get it out, finally. So... I'm really happy about that. I'm trying to remember which song on this I liked. I think I liked Protection and Weatherstorm. So we might skip through those a little bit. But anyways, this is Massive Attack on the album Protection. Before we chit-chat, I want to shout out to the 5 Muslims on campus. You know, it's Ramadan right now. I hope your fast is going well. I want to shout out to, like, the 6,000 Christians and Catholics. I hope your Lent is going well. I heard that you can't eat meat on Lent, but, like, only on Fridays or something. I'm sorry, I don't really know how that works. But shout out to you. I hope you got the ash on Ash Wednesday, and I hope you have a good vegetarian dish on Friday. Maybe it's Thursday. I don't know. But anyways, you know, shout out to them. Everyone, you know, eat some food. My mom actually Instacarted me some groceries. And in the groceries was two packets of pre-cooked boiled eggs. Personally, that's something I'd never buy. But, you know, I don't want to waste it. I'm going to try it. So I have 2 of the eggs. Guys, I don't know if this is TMI. I had the craziest farts, like, for the next 2 days. Like, boiled eggs. Hey, egg farts, sulfur. No. This was absolutely diabolical, guys. So anyways, I thought you guys might want to know that. And let's just go to play the CD. Sorry, I told you guys about my farts. Anyways, this is Massive Attack on the album Protection.
Put my arms around you.
Getting SSX, whoa, SSX 3 vibes from that song. Old snowboarding game from the 2000s on the PS2. Really good. Speaking of snow, it's really cold out, so make sure to stay warm today. That was Massive Attack. I'm so sorry, guys. The songs I just played in order were Protection, Weatherstorm, and Spyglass by Massive Attack off the album Protection. You guys know I played that a lot last semester, and it's really good album. I think it deserves replaying. Anyways, we'll put that to the side. I just realized, you know how I was talking about how I was supposed to train people today at 11 and they didn't show up? I think maybe they thought that my show was at 11 p.m. That just now occurred to me. Guys, my show is not at 11 p.m. It's at 11 a.m. in the morning. I was even reading the email. I was like, oh, yeah, see you at 11. See you at 11. There was no a.m. or p.m. attached. So that, guys, it kind of might have been on me. That might have been my fault. But anyways, yeah, let's move on. I found this Aphex Twin CD in the library. And can I just talk about the freaking case for a second? I really like this case. I think it's made to look like a receipt. And it even has, like, I don't know if the numbers are accurate, but it has, like, social media, digital advertising in the UK, venue hire for Toronto Listening Party, print advertising in Groove Specs. And I think it's just really smart. And it's really long. It's, like, folded up like a receipt. And there's a little pocket here that looks like it's for another CD, but there's nothing in there. I actually think I borrowed this album from my local library over winter break. Because I have a CD player, and then I remembered that the libraries have CDs. So I'm pretty sure I had this one. I was listening to this and a John Holland Oates CD and one more thing. Oh, and the Daft Punk Voyager album is what I was listening to, which I did return to the library. Anyways, so I have Aphex Twin queued up here. And like I said, on the little CD review thing that the music department does, they said, good luck charting these track names. And I get what they mean because I looked up the track names and they're just like, they're silly. I'm sure they have meaning, but they're very silly. This first one is Mini Pop 67, which is funny. The next one we're going to listen to is 180 decibels. Not 180 decibel cloud by 100 gex, but 180 decibels by Aphex Twin. It's 180 dB, which is short for decibel, guys. I don't know if you guys knew that. And after that is Sir Clont 6A by Cyrobonkus. That's the Cyrobonkus mix. So, you know how it is. Anyways, let's jump straight into it. We only got 3 minutes left on the show. Real quick, how is everyone doing? How's everyone feeling today? You know, Saturday, did you guys enjoy Valentine's Day? Sorry I got the dates mixed up last week. you guys excited for Easter? Okay, yeah. Dude, hey, me too, probably. Anyways, this is, what is this? This is Mini Pop 67 by Aphex Twin. This is a class. Everyone knows this one. Why are you so excited? I'm so excited.
Ah.
I'm so flippin' hungry. for more Aphex Twin, but unfortunately we took all the bytes out of the Aphex CD and there's nothing left. So that's all we got for Aphex Twin. Whoa! Whoa! That's all we got for Aphex Twin today. So it's kind of a weird show today. We didn't really get to chit-chat. We just played some random CDs. I love you guys. I really love you guys. I want to thank everyone for listening. You guys are my favorite people ever. So yeah, that was Aphex Twin. I love Aphex Twin. Am I a diehard fan? No. But I do love some electronic goodness. Some really, really goodness. So I enjoyed that. Hopefully you guys did too. This is not usually what I play. Oh, why did I do that? Oh, my foot's cramping. That's not usually what I play, but it's really not what I usually play because I can't get my hands on what I usually listen to. So, but you know, I'm also an all-rounder. I really appreciate all forms of music. Anyways, I'm really hungry right now, guys, but I can't eat yet because we got some show left to do. Not a whole lot, though. Since we listen to CDs for the most of the episode, let's fill the rest out with some chit-chat. Let me take a moment and enter my mind palace and remind myself of what has happened this past week. Did you guys go to the, there's a Chinese New Year celebration here on campus in Lee Hall in the Great Room? That was nice. They had some dumplings and they're really good. And the stir fry, the longevity noodles. And, you know, we saw some presentations. There was some games, some activities. OK Crew performed. That was fun. Shout out to Chinese New Year. Yep, it's Year of the Horse. Shout out to all my horse fans. What year are you guys? I think I'm Year of the Rooster or something. Yeah, I think I'm Rooster. It's 2005. I'm really not sure how Chinese New Year works. I just know that they got really good food. are you guys excited for spring break? Spring break is March. No. Yes. No, it's March 13th. Possibly. Do you guys know? I don't know. Are you guys excited? Because nothing has been going on in my life. I've just been doing homework. I've been staying at my home, at my dorm, and watching YouTube and laying in the bed and rubbing my feet together under the sheets. Like, there's nothing going on in my life right now. Like, I'm sorry. Chit-chat is so boring. I need to get a guest on the show because what am I chit-chatting about? Basically nothing. Because last episode, I chit-chatted to you about food. That was it. Oh, last update to last episode where I told you I gave out the Valentine's cards, but I also got the date of Valentine's wrong. The Valentine's cards that I gave to my classmates, one of my classmates gave me back like a nice string and it had paper stars on it and it was really cute and heartfelt and I had like a moment and it was beautiful. Oh, this is funny. After I got back from my show, my roommate left me a card for Valentine's with a seltzer and two bags of popcorn. And I want you to know, I go into the dorm and like I see the card on the table and I go, oh, like, oh, I start reading it. I go like, oh, I grab the seltzer because I love seltzer. And I'm like, still like, oh my God. I crack the seltzer over, it goes, psh, poof, poof. I go, ah! And seltzer went everywhere. It got all over the card, got all over the table, got all over the popcorn. It was really unfortunate. I still drank the seltzer, but the card got wet and then like the marker kind of ran. And so there's all that. But it was a nice memento. And then she came in like 5 minutes after that. And I got to tell her about the seltzer. Apparently she also tried to buy a rotisserie chicken for me, but she dropped it and spilled it all over herself and she got really angry. But I still got the seltzer and the popcorn, so I guess it's okay. And it's all going to be all right. What else? Well, I just hope you guys have a good week. I'm going to end the show right now. I'm, like, tired and hungry. I want to go lay down. Sorry. but, you know, take care of yourself. The weather's kind of going to warm up some. You know, stay warm. Have some soup. If you guys seen the viral recipe for the waterless chicken soup, you guys should try that. And let me know how it is, because I really want to try it. And let me know if you guys try it with Napa cabbage or with green cabbage. Because I like Napa cabbage, and that's what they usually use, but I think green cabbage has more flavor. So let me know about that. Okay. All right, well, my name is On. This is your DJ On Air. I have my show Chit Chat every Saturday, 11 to 12 a.m., 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. This episode was not a bust, but it was also not my best episode. So come back next week to see how I can possibly improve it. You know, I'm leaving right now, but I would love for you guys to call in next show. Every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., I was going to tell you guys something really important. Oh, this is what I was going to tell you that's really important. Make sure to tune in to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. That's WONY WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. We are located on the SUNY Oneonta campus in the basement of Hunt Union. There are shows every day of the week. I think I just saw on the board we're at 42 shows per week this semester, which is a lot. I think we had 50 last semester. No, I think I'm lying, but we got a lot of shows, so pretty much you can tune in at any time of the day, and you'll be listening to someone's show, except for right after this, because there's no one right after me. But if there was, I would tell you to stay and listen to it, but there isn't, so you guys can go do whatever you do on a Saturday, usually. Anyways, again, my name is Anna. I'm your DJ On Air. I have my show every Saturday, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Come back and listen to another episode of Chit Chat, where I chit chat about stuff, and maybe we'll listen to a different CD. I don't know yet. All right, bye!
I'd rather drown in a stream. I'd rather let myself on fire. I'd rather wear all these scars. I'd rather watch my skin bleed in the eye of your storm.
Come on, bad beat. Ah. That's a royal.
Yeah. You are listening to WONY 90.9 FM, Oneonta, New York.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
I want to be a bike that races around the
country.
When
I grow up, I want to be a...